biohacking your skin. You know that I am a self-reported product junkie and addict of anti-aging. So I need to continue to bring you, my listeners, more information, because if you're anything like me, you want to take care of the outside as much as the inside. The inside and outside go together. So my guest today is Amitai Eshel. He's an entrepreneur. He's a biohacker in the beauty field. He is the CEO and co-founder of Young Goose Skincare. This is a biohacking skincare company. He's also the host of Young Goose's Biohacking Beauty podcast. And he is bringing us info today regarding the NAD plus that they use in their products to boost NAD plus in your skin. It's not just an injection, folks. You can use it topically too to improve your skin. We're going to talk about the science behind skincare. There is nothing like this on the market. So if you want to get your hands on something very unique, then it's going to be Collagen Fixer 2.0. Here's what I did. Reblended it completely. Took three trademarked bioactive collagen peptides and put them together. One of them, Verisol. This is clinically proven to reduce your wrinkles and to reduce the appearance of cellulite and to improve your hair strength. So it helps your hair grow too. Number two, body balance. This bioactive peptide has been shown to increase lean body mass and decrease fat mass. So now we're getting the reduction of cellulite. We're getting improved body composition. Oh, wait, there's one more. Fortigel. Fortigel supports cartilage tissue growth, helping those joints. So anyone with joint pain, if this is holding you back from working out, add this in. So now you get improved joints, improved mobility, improved body composition, better lean muscle, less fat, less cellulite, better hair, better skin, better nails, and some protein too. Why aren't you adding this in? There is nothing at all like it on the market. I'm pretty proud. Pretty proud of this bad boy. Collagen Fixer 2.0. So this is going to be a game changer for you, and you can probably hear the excitement in my voice. The latest introduction, the latest member of the family to the Fixer line is Metabolism Fixer. And this, oh my God, I formulated this just for all my people out there that need to lose weight, that need help in the weight loss department, that can't lose weight no matter what they do, that feel like they have a slow metabolism. And it might be thinking of trying all those peptides out there, you know, the Beverly Hills Soccer Mom drug of choice for weight loss peptides. Or even if you're on them already and you're like, man, these are really expensive and I'm still not losing weight, add in Metabolism Fixer. Here's what I did. I took the power of T2, which increases your basal metabolic rate while you are sitting there watching Netflix. You're burning fat while you're watching Netflix. I combined it with a very unique patented ingredient called Suppressa. Suppressa has multiple clinical trials backing its efficacy in reducing your appetite, decreasing snacking, and providing way more control over your food intake. It is amazing. We also see improved emotional well-being, just decreased food cravings all around, reduced hunger, and weight management. Add on top of that, we have green tea extract, we have purple forest purple tea extract, both of which affect the metabolism in a very positive way without the jitters of normal fat burning supplements out there from the 1980s and 90s, right? The ones that made you feel like you're having a heart attack. You will not have that in any of my supplements, Thyroid Fixer or Metabolism Fixer. But Metabolism Fixer, we kicked it up a notch. It is in powder form, so you can drink it through your day. It's going to flavor your water. We got Orange Crush and Refreshing Citrus. I love them both. It is going to keep you under control all day long. So you throw a couple scoops in your water bottle in the morning, throw a scoop or two in your water bottle throughout the day. You will have fat burning and appetite control the entire day for what? An eighth of a price of the peptides? Oh my God, you can't go wrong. So grab some Metabolism Fixer today. Please let me know how you do on it. I'm super excited for you. Super excited. You know, I think in this space, you hear so much about different products, of course, that you can slather on your skin, but Young Goose takes a different approach to skincare. They emphasize the importance of balancing hormones and optimizing your thyroid and eating well, in addition to what you put actually on your skin to age in reverse and have beautiful skin into your 60s, 70s, 80s. Okay, so I'm gonna let you guys just dive into this. You will love it, I promise you. And I will give you continued updates as I use Young Goose skincare. I'm about 3 weeks in, and as we discuss on this podcast, I have not had any kind of reactions. I haven't broken out. My skin looks great. I'm looking forward to using the retinol. So you know what? Just go listen and enjoy. Amitai, thank you so much for jumping on. You know, I'm excited because I'm using Young Goose skincare now for a little bit, and I have seen a change in my skin. But I really want to learn more about why. Like, why am I seeing a change in my skin? Now, my viewers know, my listeners know that I am a product junkie. I am an anti-aging addict and a product junkie. So I'm all about trying things that have that science behind them. It's not just another product that, you know, the department store carries at the beauty counter. I mean, this is actually based in science, and that's why it was created, which is why I love your product. So number one, thank you for coming on. Number two, I can't wait for this discussion because I think everybody that listens wants to anti-age, and all women want to have good skin, right? That's the baseline. So thank you so much for joining us, and let's get into this skincare conversation.
Yeah, super excited to have this conversation. Obviously, I'm a big fan of yours, big fan of what you're doing and the message you're putting out there. I believe it's a cornerstone of health that is being overlooked, and you're becoming the spokesperson for that cornerstone. So I'm very excited to have this conversation with you.
Well, thank you. Right back at you in the skincare realm. So you said something, I love this. I'm going to bring it up here and actually read it. The skin is a driver of aging in the body. Can you expand on that?
Yes. So as you know, so for example, when you talk about the thyroid and thyroid hormones, you're doing an amazing job breaking down why thyroid is like that master gland that does and can affect any cell that functions in the body, basically, is interacting with the thyroid. And our skin is not doing that in the same perspective, but it is the largest organ in the body. And I think we should start and think of it as another protective layer, just like our gut. So if someone told you, oh, the you know, gut health can make or break your health, right? Your age can affect your aging. Mm-hmm. That would make a lot of sense, right? But our skin actually is built in some ways in a very similar fashion where it is sacrificing itself. It sacrifices the youthfulness of its cells in order to protect our body. And it is great. As you know, we are kind of built, and again, that's something you speak about pretty often. We're kind of built to peak at a certain age, haven't really evolved to function optimally over time. And what happened is, especially in our skin, is that we are getting to a point where there is an exhaustion of the ability of the skin to kind of keep us healthy or protect us from the environment, from stressors in the environment. These stressors, this accumulation of unrepaired damage kind of seeps into our body. These have a lot of names. So senescent cells are one of them. So cells that are kind of zombie cells that only create inflammation. Our body couldn't really clear them very well. Guess where they're accumulated the most? In your skin.
On our skin. Oh.
Yeah. So exactly. So these actually create inflammation, which then affects the entire body. Actually, there's something called inflammaging. That's one of them. And that's the easiest example I can give. But actually, there are many, many, many different components there. You actually lose a lot of moisture. Obviously, we sweat, right? We lose a lot of moisture through our skin. Mm-hmm. So our skin barrier is kind of built to mitigate that, to kind of help our body hold on to moisture that it needs. Right. And that kind of goes haywire as we grow older and becomes thinner and less protective. And that is really why we're getting wrinkles, pigmentation, laxity, et cetera. It's all that, those mechanisms that are supposed to, you know, withstand over time. They're really designed to withstand the assaults of our environment. First of all, the natural environment that we used to live in, you know, tens of thousands of years ago, but also only, you know, a few decades into our lives. And when we are attempting to feel and look our best as time goes on, we really need to manipulate or to apply modern science in order to maintain as much as we can those structures.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about it too, I'm going to pull in just something that I learned back in school that I didn't even know about. When a baby passes through the birth canal, well, if a baby does not pass through the birth canal and is a C-section, it loses the ability because of passing through the birth canal, whatever it gets on its skin, and I'm by no means, this is not my specialty, so I'm going to butcher this, but whatever gets on its skin literally changes the environment of the child's gut. So if you have a C-section baby, that baby is going to have a lower immune system. And listen, I mean, if you have to have a C-section, you got to have a C-section, but it's going to have a lower immune system. It's not going to have that protection of the gut because the skin didn't get that layer of being passed through the birth canal. So that's how important skin is and how it can affect you internally.
That's true. And vice versa, right? That flora that we have in our gut affects our skin. So you can imagine what happens when all of us are getting, you know, infections, whatever that is, and we need to take antibiotics, whether topical or oral, or IV, for example. We're gonna disrupt that mechanism or that relationship, and really things go haywire once we do that.
Yeah. So you are a biohacker and an entrepreneur, kind of all combined into one. And now you have this company, you have Young Boots. So like I said earlier, I'm a product junkie, admittedly. What sets Young Goose apart? Why is it that I'm seeing results within a week or two of using your product versus months of using other products that I have in the past?
Well, it's actually kind of a paradox. It's because we're not trying to give you these results right away. What I mean by that is that a normal brand, you could look at two brands. Right? One brand is going to really only be a clickbait brand. If I need you to pick me up, have you gone to, you know, to a big department store recently or to like a beauty store? You have hundreds of products to choose from.
Right.
So the only way that I'll be able to catch your eye is if I communicate in language that you already are completely aware that this language is a positive contributor to your health. So we see like the biggest brand in aesthetics right now, creating a turmeric brand. When did turmeric become popular? Like, I don't know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? If you're into Ayurveda, like hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago. So they have to create a clickbaity environment that because of the limitations of what they can put in their products as far as unexplainable science, and the fact that they need to invest, you know, 80-90% of their budget into marketing really does not allow their products to be effective. The other approach is an approach that really tries to make you a convert as soon as possible. So these products, normally what they do is they create a lot of stimulation in the skin. If you think of medical grade products you would have gotten from a dermatologist, not necessarily prescription, right? But products that you would have bought off a dermatologist or plastic surgeon, whatever. In the last 20 years, they're really based on very aggressive stimulation, peels, things like that. And these things might give you results right away, but let's say you have done them for a while, you're actually exhausting reservoirs, youthful reservoirs that your skin is supposed to be relying on for years to come. So this, after I told you what we are not doing, what we are doing is we're communicating with your cells on a cellular and an epigenetic level, and we are making your cells behave like the youngest cells that we can have them behave. So up to or down to 20 years younger than what they are right now. So if we are a product junkie or someone that has actually skin issues. It can be either or. Either we've taken like really good care of our skin for many, many years and we've depleted those reservoirs because of that, or we actually haven't and the skin has a lot of things that it needs to deal with. These are the two subsets of populations that see fast results because the skin is really like starving for the molecules that we provide, such as NAD plus, NAD plus, activators of the anti-aging genes of the body, mitochondrial support, increasing cellular energy, all of the things that are in a much deeper level, but how we like to call them, they're upstream. They're processes that really control everything else. Like just like you're talking about the thyroid and thyroid as a mass regulator, it sits upstream and regulates a lot of different processes. And that's what we're trying to do from a skin cellular level.
Totally makes sense. It's like a power supplement for your skin, basically.
Yeah.
I love that you mentioned NAD because that is a very common supplement that we're hearing a lot of. It's a peptide that we're hearing a lot of. How is that? How does that tie into skincare? That's the key.
Not only that's a great question, it's a question that kind of drives what we are doing as a company. So the reason we started is because we were trying to make a product that bypasses the need to take a supplement or to take an IV.
Yeah.
And we're trying to make a product that gets into your body through your skin. But we failed. And the reason we failed is because your skin apparently gobbles it up. Your skin basically is being starved out of NAD as you grow older. So what is NAD? NAD plus is an energy cofactor. It basically is it's like a waiter that carries energy around in your body.
Okay.
But that's what people thought for like 100 years, because the person who discovered it 120 years ago, won the Nobel Prize literally 100 years ago. So for about 80 years, people thought it's just that. It's a potentiator for energy creation. So obviously we mentioned that cellular energy before. But what we've discovered in longevity science and anti-aging science in the last 20 years is that this molecule is really, you could think of it as like your fuel gauge in your car, your fuel meter in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And cells refer to it as far as like repair processes, over 600 repair processes. Look at it at the reservoirs of NAD, ask themselves, do I have enough NAD even to perform whatever, you know, whatever repair I need to do? And if the NAD isn't available in large quantities, repair is not going to happen. So to give an example, if I took NAD out of your body, you would be dead in 30 seconds.
Oh, really?
Just as an example. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Don't let anyone do that. So
don't do that. Note to self.
Yeah. So your skin, which as we said before, is really what is standing between the environment and the damaging, you know, free radicals, UV, whatever it is that it would damage your body.
Mm-hmm.
Our skin is the barrier, and that takes all of that damage and tries to deal with it. And that damage really accumulates in the DNA. So NAD is really becoming this fuel to repair DNA, and it just, we don't have enough as time goes on. And that decline in NAD is a big part of what aging is. Our body's inability to have enough NAD to repair all the damage that it's going through, either on our skin or within our body, is a big part of what aging is.
Yeah. I mean, we're under constant assault. So I talk about it in terms of your liver. So your liver processes toxins, everything from the medication you take, the over-the-counter, the cheap beauty stuff that you slather on you with all kinds of chemicals, and then just the air that you breathe and walking down the street and the car exhaust fumes. And we're constantly bombarded. Even when we wash our face, the water that comes out of our tap has to, you know? So that's kind of how I'm thinking about it in my mind, as our skin, and really I haven't thought about the skin this way, but our skin is like our liver. It's literally protecting us and filtering out the bad. But in doing so, it kind of takes a beating itself too.
Yes. And actually what you just said really ties in beautifully to what we're doing as far as like providing NAD specifically to the skin. Mm-hmm. Because if you did take a pill of NAD precursor, so building blocks for NAD, because your body has no idea what to do with NAD when you just give it to it.
Right.
It needs the building block. So when you give those building blocks to your body, 95% of those building blocks create NAD in the liver, just to give you an idea. So whatever organ gets that first, it is going to indiscriminately just, you know, take the majority of NAD, because our body, again, if it's not under the age of 25, does not have enough. So it's just going to go into wherever it can first. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are paying thousands of dollars for NAD IVs.
Oh yeah.
These go, you know, everywhere in our body. But again, like our muscles, our brain, our heart, our internal organs, they get prioritized. Because as we say, you know, our skin is kind of, it's kind of the one that's left behind.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And, no, I see the same thing. Our bodies are so smart. Our bodies want to keep us alive. You don't need mm-hmm. good skin to be alive. You know, you don't need to burn fat. You don't need to grow your hair. You don't need good skin to stay alive. So our bodies are smart like that.
Okay. This is me literally just speaking to you from the heart. So many of you know, I've been where you are with the struggle of weight gain, unexplained. Literally, you're doing everything you can and nothing is working. And I've been in the boat of crushing fatigue, like the type of fatigue you can't explain to anyone unless they've gone through it. The hair loss, legit, when you're counting the hairs that fall out of your head. I get that because I've been there. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. That's why it's my passion to help you specifically get to where you deserve to be, get to optimization land, which I always joke about being in. But it's not really a joke. It's a place. It's a place of existence in your life where you can enjoy life. You can go out with your friends. You can have a glass of wine. You're not gaining weight looking sideways at a brownie. You have energy to get through the day. You don't even think about being tired because you're not tired. You're just confident. You're confident in your own body. You're confident in your own skin. And beyond that, you're out of that frustrating cycle of doctor jumping, thinking that maybe this one will listen to me. Maybe this one will actually do what they're supposed to do. And then you're disappointed again and you're crying in your car like I was. So that is why it's literally been my mission. And I've been working on this for years and finally got here to help every single person in every single state and some of Canada. So we can now prescribe to all 50 states. And the reason why this is important is because if you have low thyroid function and you have low hormones, there is no supplement, there's no diet, there's no lifestyle change that you can do to build those hormones back up. And I flat out call BS on any program out there that promises you optimization without actually using bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, including thyroid hormone replacement. If you're not making hormones properly, you're not making hormones properly, and we have to replace that. Now, many of you are in the process of begging your doctor for bioidentical hormones that they're uneducated on. They tell you scary things that just, you know, don't believe them. And many of you are trying to beg your doctor to give you the right thyroid medication. Well, you can stop that now too. Because we can order all the labs, prescribe all the bioidentical hormones, all the thyroid medication, all the things. We can do that to all 50 states and most of Canada. Now, when you work with me, when you work with my team, you are getting personalized plans, personalized treatment plans, personalized nutrition, the whole deal, top to bottom. You get what you need to get to the finish line, to enjoy your life, to live with me in optimization land, which is where you deserve to be. You deserve that. So click the link in the show notes, book a free call. We're going to go over everything with you. You don't have to remember everything I just said. The one thing you have to remember is I've been there. I can help you. I promise you're not that tough of a case. And it doesn't matter where you live in the United States and parts of Canada, we can help you.
Well, you could even think of it from the flip side of that. We are hardwired basically to gauge health and DNA integrity and interpret it as attraction, right? As a good provider of genetic continuity or whatever that is.
Right.
And that we construe as an attractive human being. So if someone has good skin, it literally means everything else normally functions correctly. That's the last thing that's going to function optimally. So if we have like perfect skin, for the most part, it means that we have all our systems in line. And obviously we can go back to the thyroid, and if we have thyroid issues, we're most of the time going to have like extra dry skin or flaky skin or whatever that is going to be expressed as. So again, so if we are as biohackers, as health optimizers, as people who just want to live our best life, want our skin to perform optimally, we have to understand that and provide NAD and other, you know, building blocks specifically provided to the skin and communicate with the skin directly, because otherwise it's going to be a tough battle.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So mm-hmm. with Young Goose, mm-hmm. you base the whole line around boosting NAD. You're one of the only product lines that I have ever seen that really speaks on boosting NAD and the benefits of the skin. We know, like you said, yeah, you can go get a really expensive once in a while injection or infusion. I mean, listen, if you have the ability to do that weekly, good for you, but most of us don't. Mm-hmm. So if yeah. you have that ability, that's fine. But this is, to me, I see this as more ongoing and cumulative. So as you use it, instead of just okay, once every 6 months, I'm getting an infusion. No, you're using this every day. And that's going to have a cumulative effect on your skin to benefit it.
Correct.
And, you know, to the pro, to the positive. Yeah.
So, you know, if you think of like a healthy body, like a fit body, mm-hmm. how will you be able to do like a once a week or once a month workout and have the most, you know, the best functioning body? It's close to impossible. You know, right. We hear about devices like a Carol bike or something like that can really, really distill, you know, a workout to like once a week and give you great result. That's fine. But that is, again, something that is extremely hard to access. And also, that's not optimal. We know that optimal is, you know, 30 minutes a day, moving your body, training, that's going to build, accumulate the best longevity-based health that we can have physically.
Right.
Skin is the same thing, okay? Like, we did base our skincare on NAD, but only two products really have NAD. Well, yeah, only two products really have NAD precursors within them. And these are products that people should be using on a daily basis. And then what we did was we said, okay, now the cells are functioning optimally. What do we want them to do? Because they have no idea that there are wrinkles that they need to take care of. That's something that you need to either go and do, you know, some kind of procedure, peel, laser, whatever that is. Your body it's like formed scars or bones that didn't heal well. The body has moved on, okay? And we need to ask the body to go back and repair whatever that is. And that's what we did with our serum. So we have like a serum, and they are still like cutting edge biohacking to the max. We have a serum that reboots 14 different genes that are involved with aging. So collagen genes, elastin genes, hyaluronic acid, things like that. Published a study on it. Actually, it's pretty cool. And we have like a retinol that doesn't leave you red or irritated. So we have a line of like serums that ask the skin to do specific things. But again, our skin is only as good, or the results are only as good as the ability of the skin to access its genetic information to behave as youthful as possible in order to provide the best results. And that is what our NAD products do. And we believe that everyone over the age of 25 should be using them on a daily basis.
Oh yeah, no, I don't disagree. I absolutely love it. And from what I've used of your line so far, I have not experienced any redness. Now, I am the type, I'm interested in using the retinol because I am scared of retinol. Anytime I mm-hmm. use it, even from people are like, no, this is like gentler. It's not gonna, I get all red and dry and flaky. So
If your retinol, I mean, I'll even take a little bit of pink or dry, but I mean, I get like a sunburnt from being near the equator kind of look. So if your product won't do that to me, I am sold on that retinol, because we know that it's good for you. We know there's decades upon decades of research of retinol being anti-aging. So if you can't use it, you're not getting that benefit. I mean, you're still going to be getting benefits from the rest of your line and all the other ingredients in it. But I, as an aging woman, would like to add in retinol, but I just haven't been able to.
First of all, let me just say that whatever you're doing is working great. So just continue what you're doing. But I'm going to tell you something about retinol and simulation in general, which is, I believe, one of the most important topics of any skin conversation. It is the responsible relationship between stimulation for repair and longevity. So in nature in general, there is normally a dichotomy between peak performance and longevity. So think of a lion or any other, you know, apex predator, whatever. Mm-hmm. It has two states. It has a state where it has reached alpha status. It is now ready to spread its seed around. And the only thing that genetically that lion cares about is to keep itself in peak performance for as long as possible. Once it's going to get toppled down and it's not going to be the alpha, you know, seed spreader, genetically, you know, it's unimportant anymore. So it literally burns through all of its reservoirs for as long as it can. Mm-hmm. The other state is a state of like preservation, which means I need to bide my time, right? I really need to make sure that I am, I know one day that alpha lion is going to step off the throne, is not going to be optimal anymore. And that is when I'm going to express my performance optimizing genes. But in the meantime, I need to preserve myself as much as I can and to keep myself close to peak performance, but really not make sure that all the genetic information is there. So things like intermittent fasting, cold exposure, sauna, all of the things that we know that are like stressors that are contributing to longevity, that is the mechanism that they work within. Okay.
Okay.
And our skin does the same thing. So if we ask our skin to repair itself all the time, we're basically asking it to be in peak performance all the time. You're going to deplete reservoirs that you need later on. And that is very important to understand. So even when we're talking about retinol or procedures, whatever that is, you need to be responsible how often you use them. Retinol shouldn't be used every day. And this whole thing that I want to say is because the study we published is that with our retinol, 30% of people could actually use it even twice a day without getting retin.
Holy cow.
And only 10% of the people had to use it every other day in order not to develop something that is called retinal dermatitis, which is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So which is red irritation, flakiness, etc. So I view retinol or anything like that as a burst of reparative period, which is like a month to 3 months of using it, maybe even on a daily basis, but basically reaching some result you want to get. And then a maintenance period, which should be 3/4 of the time at least, okay? Every other day with retinol, or if we're doing like facials or whatever, basically like every other month or something like that. Okay. Not very often.
Oh, interesting. So we would use it like every day to every other day for a month to 3 months, and then use it more sporadically just for that maintenance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I haven't heard of it used that way, but that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I believe that now, really the 25 years ago, about 25 years ago, the whole paradigm of let's make the skin repair itself as much as we can came into like the front of the stage, right? Companies that are now probably the biggest in dermatology offices, they still try to kind of preserve that model, even though it's become a little bit redundant. Like people have gotten bad experiences, or what we're starting to see is skin can look great, but there is a comedian that says that someone found when they're doing a lot of that, they don't become younger. They found a magic age between the age of like 62 to 63. It's a different, the skin looks different than what it would, than what young skin looks like. So
Okay.
it has a thinner consistency to it, It is bruising easier. It is
Right.
also a little bit more rigid. Also can't hold on to moisture, etc. So a big part of what we're trying to do, and we're doing it with, you mentioned peptides. So we do it with a specific peptide, for example, that we're trying to use more and more in our formulations, which is based, it's a copper peptide or another peptide called ectoin. So peptides, that what they do is that they rebuild that top layer of the skin and mimic how a youthful skin would have built that top layer. And what happens is that we can really allow the skin to repair itself as much as possible because we are protecting it from that onslaught of the environment all the time.
Right.
And that's how we kind of biohack retinol. So we have biomimetic lipids. So they rebuild the protective layer of the skin while retinol is working.
Oh, I like it. I cannot wait to try your retinol. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. So excited. So, okay, so we have all this laid out. I want to talk on, before I let you go, I want to talk on the two skin conditions. And I'm totally putting you on the spot because we didn't talk about this
For
before
sure.
we got on here. The two skin conditions that my audience struggles with, that's acne and dry skin. Obviously, the acne is thyroid imbalance, hormone imbalance. And then the dry skin is definitely thyroid because of that cell turnover rate being so slow that it just accumulates and everybody gets like really dry and flaky. So let's talk about those two conditions as it relates to the Young Goose products.
And when we're talking about acne, obviously we're not going to be talking about, I mean, we could, but it's a different acne than a juvenile gets, is a different acne than an adult gets,
Right,
right?
right.
Or someone who's over the age of 30, 35, it's a different type of acne. And actually we did talk about the protective barrier of the skin, right?
Right.
There is something called transepidermal water loss. So when we're trying to hold on to moisture in the skin, we are actually not necessarily looking at how our skin cells hold on to moisture. That's why a lot of skincare companies are really attached to the idea of hyaluronic acid. And we use hyaluronic acid, but we use it sporadically only to serve us introducing more moisture to certain levels of the skin.
Okay.
But what happens is that we can literally have the most hydrating moisturizer the world has ever known. If our skin barrier or if our ability is impaired as far as preventing transepidermal, so transepidermal means like the skin's ability to interact with the environment, so the interaction with the environment of the skin is impaired and we are losing moisture to the environment, nothing is going to work. So when we're looking at, obviously, we need to fix our thyroid in order for the cells to be able to kind of turn themselves over and renew themselves as much as they can. But the other side of that is creating an environment, not only within us, that's the thyroid, but also around us, the skin barrier, in order to allow our cells to turn over in the best way possible. So if you think of a wound, if you think you have like a scab and you keep picking on that scab, it stands to reason that that wound is not going to heal very well and very fast. Right?
Right.
That is what happens when our skin barrier is impaired. We keep picking on that cellular turnover that is anyway impaired. So if we can basically create a better layer, and by the way, that layer is not only physical, it's antioxidants. It's the fat that we eat and the type of oils that we apply on the skin. Not only that, but the type of sunblock that we're using that should be non-chemical.
Right.
All of those things together really create an environment and a shield that would allow us to renew ourselves in the best way possible. Now, I know I went on and on, and the listener probably would say, well, he spoke a lot about the dryness, but what about acne? So acne kind of is a different, it's the same thing presenting itself different in the skin. So a lot of people, if they have like extra oily hair, and they go to they'll go to their hairdresser. The hairdresser is going to tell them, you know, you're going to have to wash your hair less in order to balance it out.
Right.
Our body has the ability to balance out oils. It's a little bit challenging because our skin, again, you're going to go through a period where you're not going to look your best. But our skin actually, so when it creates a lot of sebum and when the pores are clogged, that is expressing stuff and acne, it means that actually the skin is getting dried out and it's trying to moisturize itself and it's not doing it in the best way. So when we're creating, again, that protective layer and it has ceramides, it has oils, etc., we can then balance the need of the skin to create more and more and more oils, which express themselves in acne.
Okay.
So it's the flip side of the same thing, basically.
Well, and I think too, kind of expanding what you're saying, what people do, I know I'm guilty of this as well, or was guilty of it when I had acne, even as an adult, is we tend to scrub. We want to get rid of the oil. Let's wash it five times and let's put like a salicylic acid on it. And let's just burn the hell out of our skin so that the acne goes away. But really we're just breaking down that protective barrier over and over and over again.
Yeah. And by the way, guess what you're doing also? You're also destroying your skin's flora, which we talked about before, those microbes on our skin that are there regardless. So when people are like, oh, I have to wash my face because, or wash my face with like a hard wash because I have apparently bacteria on my skin. Well, newsflash, you anyway have bacteria on your skin. The question is which bacteria?
Right.
How are you navigating or how are you pointing that bacteria in a positive direction? And then obviously, if you're all the time destroying that bacteria, just the law of big numbers, you are going to develop bacteria that is more durable, is left behind, and that can, you know, propagate itself the fastest. And that's normally bad bacteria. One of them obviously is P. acne bacteria. So again, we definitely want to take care of our skin flora. We can also do it, by the way, with ingesting probiotics that also express themselves in the skin. Like my favorite one, it's not a product that I'm involved with, but I just highly recommend it. It's called Serene Skin.
Okay.
It's by Microbiome Labs. It's a really new product that they have. And that is a specific probiotic. It's also like a whole probiotic.
Okay.
But one of the strands that they have there is a specific probiotic that expresses itself in better skin flora.
Oh.
And we've just like come full circle, right? Because we are now showing again the expression of our gut health in our skin and vice versa.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, you should have set up something with Microbiome Labs because I guarantee you they're going to have an uptick in the purchase of Serene.
They should.
Now. Yeah.
They should. You know, our products only work as well as the host's.
Yeah, that's
body
cool.
Works.
That's good. I like that.
Right.
That's
so cool. That is why when we invited you on our podcast, like the most important thing that we have is our podcast. That's our best way to create results in our users, because if I'm going to give you the best skincare possible, but you're going to eat McDonald's every day, your skin's not going to look good. If it does, they should research you a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
It's not working that way. So our ability to explain what it means to be a person that has created a lifestyle that expresses itself in good skin is our biggest asset as a company, I believe.
Well, that's exactly what I say. I say the both and theory, right? So whenever I'm treating a patient, it has to be both and. Yes, we have to optimize your thyroid and we have to optimize your hormones and we have to lower that insulin if you're insulin resistant. And you can't be eating McDonald's. That's exactly what I say. So I love that you said that in terms of skincare too. You can't be eating McDonald's and expect a pill or a treatment protocol or whatever to work, supplement protocol to work, if you're doing this over here. So it has to be all together. And that includes your skincare as well. 100%. So I love that you bring science. You bring the internal environment. Yes. I love that you have a podcast, because who has that? Most companies just put their line out and they hire an influencer to smile with the product, but you guys are actually diving into the science on your Young Goose podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we actually are, I think, someone would expect that if we have a if a skincare brand has a podcast, like probably half the time they're talking about their skincare products. That's actually not what we're doing. We're people, you know, love our skincare products. They use them on a regular basis and they normally recommend them to other people. But what I feel is much harder to for people to recommend is like that holistic lifestyle is really, you know how they say that you're the average of your five closest, the people that are closest to you.
Yeah.
What I'm doing with podcasts and books that I listen to, I make sure that I all the time am being flooded with information that propels me forward or to the right direction, whatever it's called. Creating an environment that nourishes my mind and the ways that I make decisions. And we are trying to be that voice in someone's ear as far as the end result being good skin. Okay.
Right.
And that is exactly what we're doing in the podcast because it, as I said, it's easy to recommend products. It's very hard to be that person that is going to look at someone's plate and is going to say, you know, you should be eating, you know, dairy because it's going to make you whatever. So that is why that's another product people recommend, right? A podcast. And then everything flows from there.
Right. Exactly. So you have given the listeners a 20% off code and that is podcast 20. So we're going to put that in the show notes. We're going to put the links to the products in the show notes, but tell us more of where people can find you and tell us more about the podcast. Where can people find your podcast?
Okay. So the podcast is called Biohacking Beauty. One of my favorite episodes true is Dr. Amy Horniman's episode. It's become a cult favorite. go ahead. It's on every platform, Spotify, Apple, whatever.
Yep.
And on YouTube, we have a pretty informative Instagram page. So that is young_goose_skincare. Mm-hmm. And Facebook is just Facebook-YoungGoose. Mm-hmm. And I have a normal person's Instagram page. I do post a lot about like my supplements and things like that, but that is, you know, pretty random. So my name, you know, probably people would need a show note for that is Amitai
right.
Eshel, Amitai_Eshel. You're going to hear a lot about how to take 72 supplements and wash them down with water. Basically.
I'm right there with you. I just did a supplement tour of my kitchen for video for people. Because I don't think, you know, you hear so much of, oh, I take so many supplements. I'm like, no, you don't. Come to my kitchen. So I love that you're taking supplements.
I mean,
yeah, love it. Very much alike.
I mean, I think a harder thing to do is to try and recoup your deficiencies in food. I think we all have around, have you ever heard about the idea of decision fatigue?
Oh, yeah.
So most people have around 25 decisions they can make a day. And after that, we're just not making the right decision. We're going to make the easier decision.
Right.
And I think supplements, again, we're talking about like a podcast as being like one product. Supplements are like one decision making that is going to replenish a lot of, you know, a lot of micronutrients or macronutrients that would have taken a lot of small decisions that would have taken out of your decision making ability. So I'm all about consolidating decision making.
Yeah. Make it nice and easy. Right. Which is why another reason why I love your product line, because there's not 20 different things that you're like, which one do I use for my skin? Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah. They can, if someone needs consultation, we do offer consultation on our website, but much easier than that because I know it would be difficult for me to just decide to speak to a person that I've never spoken to before. There is a quiz people can take. It's a link in our Instagram. They can take a quiz. It's going to tell them what they should use, what order, etc. Pretty simple.
Perfect. Yeah. That's amazing. Well, Amitai, thank you so much. I don't know if I said your name right that time. I hope I did. But thank you so much for coming on. And because I love this
thank
stuff.
You.
I love this stuff. So this is awesome. But thank you because
my
this has
pleasure.
Been really informative. I love combining that biohacking and skincare and anti-aging all in one. So just like your podcast is not just about skincare, my podcast is not just about thyroid, although we can tie everything together because it's all about health from the inside. butt out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, it was a pleasure being here. I feel like we could have gone for hours.
I know. We can keep going, but we'll have you back on. How about that? So
sounds great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.